I'm Robert Vries of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trejanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests. We are privileged to be with Jim Perdue, who is the chairman CEO of Perdue Farms. Good to have you on the show, Jim.
Good to be here, Robert.
So, Jim, talk about the Perdue brand. I know it was founded in 1920 by your grandfather, Arthur Perdue. Talk about what the brand really stands for.
Well, the brand originally, I think, was a local business supplying baby chicks, to local farms. But the key to it at the time was quality. You know, my grandfather wanted to make sure he had the best quality baby chicks. And, of course, my dad learned that from him. And when we got into selling products, when we became totally vertically integrated from the egg to the package, the brand on that package, it continued to be quality focused. And to this day, I mean, quality is the number one thing that we look at. In the brand. But beyond that, you know, the consumer today, besides the product, they want to know more about the company. They want to know how you produce the product, what do you do with your animals, what do you do with the waste, what do you do with the water, which is a key resource. So there's a lot more things and issues that the consumer is interested in today around the brand than just the products.
And how do you really keep your pulse on what the consumer is looking for?
Well, we get about 3,000 communications a month, either complaints, which, by the way, I love complaints because that's how we find out what we need to work on, or people call and say, we really like this product, I wish you would do this, for example. Or you get customers, you know, like a big customer like Walmart is continually asking us about our sustainability reports and things. So you get a lot of different requests from a lot of different places that we certainly have to respond to.
And you've done some remarkable things regarding sustainability. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we live here on the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland, and we have four operations, and we have about 1,500 farmers who raise chickens for us here on the Delmarva Peninsula. And one of the big issues, for example, is poultry manure, and it's one of the contributors to the pollution in the bay. So we decided, actually, 10 years ago, we built a facility that processes about 400 chicken houses worth of poultry manure, or about 60,000 tons, and we make it into a certified organic fertilizer that we then sell to, you know, the big names, like Scott's or Espoma, Hollytone, for example, or to organic farmers, and it's a win-win because that manure is removed from the shore, from the watershed here at the Chesapeake Bay, and at the same time it provides a place for a farmer who doesn't have a home for the manure to take it. So that's an example, I think, of how the sustainability, we've committed to that.
This is Robert Vries on the Inside the Brand show, and we're here today with Jim Perdue, the chairman and CEO of Perdue Farms. We talk in the show about the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. So let's talk about innovation, Jim. What is the role of innovation in the Perdue brand?
Innovation is critically important. Our consumers expect, if there's a great product to come out, they expect us to be the one to come out with it. And so we have an innovation center with about 35 food scientists in there, and through focus groups and through sensory panel testing there, we come up with new products all the time, and most of them are around convenience. Or today, the other big issue is nutritional. You know, we just came out with a product, Simply Smart, frozen breaded nuggets, and they have only 9 items in there versus the normal 20 to 30, most of which you can't pronounce because they're preservatives. And because we were told that's what they want for their kids. They want to make sure that they have a nutritional product, but one that's convenient, that they can just pop out, cook real quick, and provide a lunch or a snack for their kids. So we're continually looking for convenience and nutritional benefits that the consumer is looking for today.
Well, I'm wondering how you know when something's going to be a blockbuster, because you take, for example, your oven stuffer, and that became a blockbuster, but it was not profitable for several years.
Well, it's one nice thing about being a privately held company is that we can think long term. You know, we don't have to react to a quarterly report, you know, in the public domain. So, you know, if we feel like we've got a great product out there that is going to take some time to catch on, we'll do that. We'll, for example, invest in a new packaging technology, and we'll continually work with that until we get it right. You know, we have boneless breasts today that are in individually wrapped packages, and the consumer, they love that because they don't even have to touch the product. They can put it right in the pan without touching it if they don't want. They can put it in the freezer. It thaws out quickly. So this, the perfect portion product was a huge hit, and it was. We learned that from listening to the consumer and what they do with their boneless breast.
As a CEO, how much of your job is really marketing, or do you just hand that off to the CMO?
Quite a bit. He reports to me, and we've worked together quite a bit. And so, you know, for example, in this new campaign where we have the USDA verifies our claims being all veggie-fed, no animal byproducts, tenderness guaranteed, raised cage-free. Those claims, the USDA comes in, audits us, because the consumer, again, wants transparency. They want to make sure you say what you're saying, but there's somebody, a third party, who is making sure that you're
saying. I know when you have your PVP program, all those great successes.
Right. That's the process verified program with the USDA. So we work together very closely on those things. But I leave the technical part to him. But of course, being one of the spokespersons, you know, we now have farmers and associates in the company also being spokespersons. So, but being that, I certainly am involved pretty heavily.
And you probably, I guess, you get these great ideas and you're running with them as well.
Well, they don't always listen to my ideas, believe it or not.
Truthfully?
Actually, they have the better ideas, and I usually listen to them more than they listen to me.
So let's then say, what is your philosophy on what makes a successful brand?
I think integrity. Our vision is to be the most trusted name in food and agricultural products. And so, you know, I think, and trust has been there since my dad. I mean, the whole idea of my dad saying on TV, "I guarantee that this will be what you find when you buy this product," is about trust. And I think trust in a brand is probably the most important aspect that you want that consumer. When you ask for feedback, you want trust to be one of the most important things they say is the first thing about your products. And in the old days, it was quality, trust, and Frank Perdue. Those were the three things they would tell us about the products. And today, you know, we want quality and trust to be right up there at the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've spoken about some successes. Let's talk about failures. Are there any lessons that you've learned through challenges you've gone through in running a great business like Perdue?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, many years ago, it makes sense, doesn't it, that if you make chicken that you should have a restaurant, right, to sell the chicken, just like KFC does.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a restaurant in New York, and my grandfather has a philosophy of stick to your knitting. That means do what you do well and don't get involved in things you have no idea what it's about. And we should have listened to him because we got into the restaurant business, and we were the happiest. It's like a boat. The happiest day is when we got out of the business.
It has been a great pleasure, Jim, having you on the show.
Great, Robert. It really has.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Inside the Brand. Thanks, Clive. Stay tuned now for the Marketing Minute brought to you by Euro RSCG.
In times past, manufacturers paid the bills, but the retailers controlled the customer experience. Now that power is changing hands, literally. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. With the rise of mobile smartphones, customers have seized control of the information stream. Want a product review? Customers can scan the barcode and read one right on their phone. Price shopping. A mobile app lets them scan the barcode and find the best price in the area. Couponing. We're seeing success with mobile coupons, not just for cheap brands, but even for the Omanis. And at Euro RSCG Discovery, we helped Groupon launch a location-based service with deals based on where the customer is right now. Yesterday belonged to the retailers, today belongs to the customers, and the brand managers who empower them. Find out more at www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the Brand. Remember to go to insidethebrand.com and you could listen to any of our shows, as well as if you listen to Inside the Brand After Dark, you could watch video clips of all of the CMOs, CEOs, and top marketers in America.